Welcome to Unfiltered Grace, a podcast where faith meets real life. Join me as I share personal stories, struggles, and victories on my journey of growing in God's grace. Each episode dives into the beauty and challenges of walking with Christ, exploring the lessons and blessings in everyday experiences. Unfiltered Grace is a space for honest conversations about faith, growth, and God's endless love. No filters, just grace. Tune in as we discover how to live authentically and embrace the journey of becoming who we're called to be. Welcome to Unfiltered Grace. I cannot believe that I am doing this. This has been on my heart to do for a couple of months now, and this is just crazy that I'm here. But before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and just welcome you guys officially to Unfiltered Grace. My name is Janae Abigail. Some of you guys may know me as that already. Before we get started with anything else, we're going to go into prayer because I want this to be a God-led thing and not a Janae Abigail-led thing. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for life. We thank you, God, for your blessings and your lessons, Lord. God, as I enter into this new season of Unfiltered Grace, God, let your spirit manifest and move into this place, God. Whoever's watching it be touched by the words that come out of my mouth, God. Let the words come from you, God, and not myself, Lord. Let every single thought be from you, God, and not from me, Lord. Let someone be blessed, God. Let someone be moved and someone be changed by my stories that I bring forth in every single episode and every single season, God. And let your glory be done, God. Let your will take place, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you for a divine touch, God, upon this podcast, that it will just change lives one soul at a time. God, I thank you in advance for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Oh my goodness, I am really here. So like I was saying before, it took me a very, very long time to get this started. And reason being was because I thought I had to be perfect to start a podcast, especially being a Christian. And I don't have to be perfect to start anything, you know? And that's what I really learned. And I was like, what better way, what better day to drop this than Love Day? So happy Valentine's Day if you are watching this on Valentine's Day. And thank you for just watching, tuning in, subscribing, liking, sharing, and commenting. And just wanted to be a part of this journey of Unfiltered Grace. So for today's episode, I'm going to tell you what Unfiltered Grace is about, who I am as a person, and I also want to drop a Bible verse on you guys' spirit so you guys have something to think about while I speak today. So the Bible verse I'm speaking about today is Isaiah 43 verse 19, and it says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So I've had this Bible verse set on my heart, especially because I'm starting a new thing, which is Unfiltered Grace. But this resonates with me so much more because this whole week I have been fighting a flu. And it's like right when you want to do a new thing, that's when the devil tries to interject and literally try and stop the promises and the things you're trying to do of God. And my voice was gone. I had this really bad cough. I was throwing up. I don't know where this flu came from. I was legit fine. And then everything went left. And I was just like, God, I don't think I can do this anymore. I can't record. And God is like, I'm going to give you the strength for at least 30 minutes to an hour to get in front of that camera and share the gospel, share your stories, your struggle, whatever it is. And I got out of bed. I've been drinking fluids, medicine, the whole nine yards. And here I am today recording in front of you guys. And I'm very grateful that I have the strength to do so. But yes, here I am, Unfiltered Grace, Unfiltered Grace, Unfiltered Grace. So how did I come up with the name? If I'm being honest, I've always wanted to do a podcast, but this name came during a rough season of my life, back in the end of 2024, and I just want to shout out my two friends, Mahalia and Kadeen. They really helped push this forward for me. They kept encouraging me to do this podcast because we all have a story to share. And if you all have a story to share, are you going to just have the stories in your mind and let it die with you when your body is physically dead? No, you're not going to do that. You have to share your testimonies, your trials, your tribulations, every single thing that there is about you. Because what may be tea to somebody is a testimony to somebody else. So before anybody ever speaks about one person's struggle, they should look within themselves. That's what I've learned throughout the years. And that's what pushed me to really go forth and create this channel. It's a space of unity, a space of no filters, just grace, a space of being, having connection and all those things in between. And I was just like, what better way than have a podcast? And I love to yap. I love to talk. I know sometimes I may seem like I don't, but I love it. So yeah, unfiltered grace is exactly what it sounds like. Unfiltered grace, you know, showing you that God gives grace even through the storms, even through the tests, even through the trials. God gives grace. And the unfiltered part, it comes from a place of being vulnerable. It comes from a place of being open. A lot of content creators, a lot of people who are Christians also, they don't tell exactly how it is, how life is. They try to sugarcoat it. They try to, oh, Lottie, life is so fairy when you become a Christian. No, it's not. Trust and believe. So I've been a Christian since basically I was born into the Christian world. I grew up in Kingston, Jamaica, and I went to a non-denominational church back in Jamaica, moved up to New York, and started going to a church that was also non-denominational, which was my mom's church. So at the time, I didn't have decisions to choose which way I wanted to go in terms of religion because I was still young. So I didn't have any way to really go. But then a few years down the line, I got introduced to a Pentecostal church, and ever since then, I've been going to that church, and I love it. I love the Pentecostal faith. I love it all. That's just what grasped me. That's just what stuck to me, and that's just what's sticking to me to this day. I'm not one to judge anybody's religion. That's just what I am based on faith-wise. So yes, I'm just so excited to go through this season. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be talking about finding God in the everyday life. We're going to be talking about overcoming doubt, the power of prayer, faith beyond, like, so many things. We're going to be talking about relationships and all these things. I'm telling you, you guys are going to know so much about me. And right now, I literally wrote 2 seasons already because I was so excited about this new thing that God has created. And it's just like, when God tells you to do something, just do it, because you never know who you're going to bless. I am so excited to just be here. Like, I don't think you guys understand. Like, I can't believe I'm here. Unfiltered grace. Unfiltered grace. God is so good. God is so good. And trust and believe, I am not perfect, nor will I ever be perfect. But this is just a platform to share my stories, share my struggles, share my everyday life, and just let you know that God is still good. I have so much to share. I feel like I go into my intro about myself and then I just tell you guys how good God is, because he's so good. I'll share myself, maybe one story, and then I'll see you guys probably next week, because I'm dropping an episode every Friday at 7 p.m. So, yes, my name is Janae Abigail. Like I said before, I am the age of 22. It does not seem real. This year I'm turning 23, my golden birthday, 23 on the 23rd. And right now I am a student. My major is pre-nursing, hoping to do nursing school next year, God willing. And my job right now is content creation. I did just get a new job, so I start that in approximately 2 weeks. Thanks be to God. This is an amazing job, an amazing opportunity. Amazing everything. God does the impossible, okay? That's all I have to say. God really does the impossible. I live with my mom. I have 4 brothers, 1 sister. And yeah, I'm very goofy and very funny. I can be shy. I can be all those things, okay? So you guys are gonna get to know me. You guys are gonna get to know what I'm all about throughout the upcoming weeks. All those things. Yeah, I'm not starting off this podcast the way I seemed it fit in my mind, but God knows best. God knows everything best. He does best. So Yeah, I have the flu, like I said before, so I don't feel all that great, but this strength is coming from God and nowhere else. But like I said, this episode is literally just based on Isaiah 43, verse 19, which once again is, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Behold, I will do a new thing." The new thing is this podcast for me. Now it shall spring forth. It's springing forth today, February 14th. Shall ye not know it? Oh, I know it because my God gave it to me and it's here right now. And I will even make a way in the wilderness. The wilderness for me is this flu right now, this sickness. God needs to bind it up and release it where it came from, and rivers in the desert. And it's just so much to be grateful for, so much to thank God for. I've had a dry season for literally a year and a half, almost 2 years. And when it comes to and rivers in the desert, I literally been living in the desert for a year and a half, almost 2 years. And God just does the impossible. I was basically unemployed for a year and a half. And, you know, when God is trying to show you bigger, you should go that way. For example, I've wanted to work at this hospital for a while now, and I was applying to every single job that was like provided at that hospital. But then I realized, like, God is just saying no, because I'm getting rejected from that hospital with every single job, you name it. I was getting rejected and it made no sense. And I was just like, God, I'm your daughter. Why are you doing this to me? I've been struggling for a year and a half with basically nothing. Thank God for content creation, which is bringing in something, kind of. But it's like, God, you know your daughter best. Why am I not able to get exactly what I want? But then God had to sit me down, and I had to realize that God is not a genie in the bottle. He never has. He never will be. God is just not a genie in the bottle. You don't just pray tonight and then get your wishes granted tomorrow. That's just not how our God works. And that's what I had to realize. That's what I just had to realize, if I'm just being quite frank. And it was just so hard to really take in. And although I've been a Christian for many years, we grow every single day in our faith. We grow every single day in our walk with God. And it's just like, you learn something every single day, but you learn something every single week, and you learn something every single month. And it's just like, God, certain things it's not interjecting with how I see my life. You know, we may plan our lives this way so much times, but God is like, you know what? I have the final say. And God literally told me one night, Janae, stop applying to that hospital and look in this direction. And I applied to a different hospital, and lo and behold, I get a call. Hey, Janae, we want to speak to you about your application. We want to move forward with you, and we want to do an interview. And I'm like, wait. And God is like, see, when you look in a different direction, this is what happens. And I was like, wow, God is so good. So I was like, okay, let me see where this goes. So I had the interview, and they were so impressed with me that the next day they called me like, we want to move forward with you again. And I was like, wow, God is so good. And this is an amazing job that's not far away from my house, a better pay, a better everything, literally a better everything. It's just like, you may look at circumstances like this and be like, okay, this is all I see myself getting. But God is just like, my daughter, my son, this is how much I have for you. Not even this. God is like this, and then this, and then this. So it's just like, I'm learning to not keep myself in a box. I'm learning to not keep myself shrunken. You know, we're bigger because we have to really believe, not only say that we're children of God, but also believe, like, yes, God, this is who I am. I am your creation. I am your light. I am your love. I'm everything that you believe for me to be and more. So we got to start acting like it, start walking in that kind of light as he is in that kind of light. And it was just so mind-blowing. I was just so shocked. But at the same time, I can't be too shocked, because I have to realize the God I serve is bigger than any circumstance. The God I serve, he's bigger than any single thing I've seen in my life. So that's just my little testimony to you guys about what's been happening in the past couple of weeks. I'm so excited to see where God is taking me in the next level of life, especially with this podcast. I love you guys so much. Thank you for just watching this episode. Even though it was all over the place, I thank you guys for just staying with me. But yes, like, I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for just signing on and just watching my podcast. This podcast is gonna get not only better but bigger because of God. I'm just here to share testimonies. Hopefully I'm able to have guest speakers on here in the coming weeks and everything of that sort. I'm just so excited. Thank you guys for tuning in to Unfiltered Grace. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And keep watching because God has a word or two for you. Thank you.